圣灵带领去面对试探而胜过试探。
And just like Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit in order to overcome the temptation.
再来啊，要效法耶稣的祷告。
And then we also have to learn from Jesus' prayer.
我们昨天也谈到禁食祷告啊，禁食祷告。
And yesterday we talked about fasting and praying.
啊，乃是在于我们专心于神的事上。
And it's to be concerned about the things of God.
啊，那怎么样能够胜过试探？
And so how is it that we can overcome temptation?
我们今天再继续来谈谈。
We're going to continue to study today.
啊，首先呢，我们来谈说，胜过试探必须要靠神的话，胜过靠食物。
And first of all, we're going to study how we should live by, we shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God.
当主耶稣禁食了四十昼夜之后，魔鬼就来试探他。
And after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the devils came to tempt him.
魔鬼对他说啊，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And Satan said to him, if you are the son of God, command that these stones become bread.
主耶稣回答他说，圣经记着说啊，人活着不是靠啊，不是单靠食物啊，乃是靠神口里所出每啊的一切的话。
But then Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
啊，主耶稣虽然肚子饿，
and even though Jesus Christ was hungry,
但是他不接受魔鬼的建议，
but he did not accept the advice of Satan.
同样被试探的始祖亚当夏娃，
and just like Adam and Eve,
啊，他们啊却在这个事情上来失败。
When they were tempted, they failed.
接受了魔鬼的建议，吃了那不可吃分别树上的果子。
And they followed the advice of Satan and they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们可以试着比较说，主耶稣这个情况跟当时亚当啊夏娃在乐园的那个情况。
So we can compare the situation of Jesus Christ and that of Adam and Eve.
到啊，他们对食物的需求。
And we can look at how they wanted food.
魔鬼在什么时候来试探耶稣的？
And when did Satan come to tempt Jesus Christ?
在耶稣禁食的四十昼夜之后才来试探耶稣。
It's after he has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
啊，用食物来试探。
And he used food to tempt him.
啊，这个跟亚当在乐园里面吃禁果是完全不同的情况。
And this is a very different situation as when Adam and Eve sinned.
亚当夏娃在乐园里面拥有所有的树上的果啊，这个果子可以吃。
And in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had all sorts of fruits to eat.
他非啊，他不是说一定要吃那个分别善恶树上的果子才能够活下去的。
And it was not that they had to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil in order to survive.
我不是说啊，所有的果树上啊都长了虫啊，啊不能吃啊。
And it was not that all the other fruit trees had grown bugs that they could not eat of them.
他有很多东西可以吃。
But rather, they had many things to eat.
啊，但是他偏偏呢、啊，听从魔鬼的建议，去吃那个神吩咐不能吃的那个分别善恶树上的果子。
But they still listened to the advice of Satan and they ate of the tree of knowledge.
那主耶稣啊，在这里的情况就不一样。
But the situation of Jesus Christ here is different.
他不是在啊这个餐厅啊，这个在啊很热闹的这个街上，到处都有餐厅啊。
And he's not just on a very busy street where there are many restaurants.
主耶稣在旷野里面受试探。
But rather, he was tempted in the wilderness.
旷野是什么都没有的。
And the wilderness is where there's nothing.
而且是在他禁食的四十昼夜之后，肚子饿的时候受试探。
And he was also tempted after he had fasted for 40 days and night when he was hungry.
他实在是需要找点东西吃啊。
And he truly needed to find something to eat.
虽然是这样，耶稣还是没有听从魔鬼的建议。
And still, Jesus Christ did not listen to the advice of Satan.
所以从这里我们可以看到说啊，魔鬼会利用我们最急切的需要来试探我们。
And so from here we can see that Satan will use our needs in order to tempt us.
啊，平常你肚子不饿的时候，给你山珍海味啊，你不一定会吃啊。
And when you're not hungry, they may give you a feast, but yet you still do not want to eat it.
啊，就算吃啊，你也是尝尝看而已啊。
And if you do eat it, then you're just tasting.
但是当你肚子很饿的时候。
But then when you're truly very hungry,
随便拿一块饼干面包啊，哦，看你都抢着要。
And even just a very simple piece of cracker or bread, then you would even want it.
小弟曾经听过一个长辈这么说。
And I once heard an elder tell me.
当这个第二次世界大战的时候，啊，因为没有东西可以吃。
And in World War II, there was nothing to eat.
食物很少。
there was very food was very scarce.
很多人都饿肚子。
And many people were very hungry.
当时啊，这个长辈他是个大学生啊。
And at this time, this elder was a college student.
并不因为说你是大学生，你就不会肚子饿，同样肚子很饿。
And just because you're a college student does not mean that you wouldn't be hungry. He was very hungry.
他说啊，有时候在路上看到人家在吃馒头啊，啊，这个口水一直流啊。
And he said that every time he would see people on the street eating a bun, he would be very hung. He would just start salivating.
甚至啊，想要跑过去啊，把他的馒头抢过来呀、啊，啊，赶快吃掉啊。
And he even wanted to run over and snatch that bun out of that other person's hand and start eating it.
他是大学生哎。
And this is a college student.
他是肚子饿了，顾不得什么大学生的这个面子。
But then because he was very hungry, he did not even care about his status as a college student.
所以魔鬼会在我最急切的需要的时候来试探。
And so Satan will come and tempt us when we're truly in need.
我们最急切需要的不一定是在食物上。
But what we need is not necessarily in food.
可能你没有钱的时候。
Perhaps when you do not have money.
魔鬼就会来试探你。
And then Satan will come and tempt you.
这边呢、啊、有一个发财的、哦、这个方法，要不要？
There's a way that you can make money.
啊，到 casino 去啊。
And then you can go to casinos.
啊，就帮我带什么东西啊。
Or just carry something for me.
带枪，带毒品。
To bring in some guns or some drugs.
这个时候他就会来试探。
And Satan will come at that time.
也许啊，当你啊很想要结婚的时候，哎，魔鬼也会来试探。
Or perhaps when you're wanting to get married, then Satan may come.
魔鬼总是会用我们最需要的时候来试探我们。
And Satan will come to tempt us with what we think we need the most.
那同样的道理。
And same thing.
我们要看我们信仰的好坏。
We must look at whether or not our faith is good.
平常看不出来的。
And you cannot usually tell.
平安的时候看不出来的。
During times of peace, you cannot tell.
唯有在患难、病痛、困苦的时候。
But rather, it's during our sicknesses or weakness that we can find.
才能够真正看出你的信仰是好是坏。
And then we can truly see whether or not our faith is good or bad.
不要忘记，魔鬼总是趁我们最需要的时候才会来试探我们。
Because we cannot forget that Satan will come when we're truly in need.
所以我们应该要很留意啊。
So we must be very watchful.
因为那个时候我们最容易接受魔鬼的试探而走错的路。
Because that's when we are most likely to receive the advice of Satan and walk down the wrong path.
所以在这里啊，同样的，食物对饥饿的人的试探啊是很大的。
And likewise here, the temptation of food to someone who's very hungry is very great.
但是主耶稣他拒绝魔鬼的建议。
But then Jesus Christ was able to refuse Satan.
不但啊表示说反抗魔鬼啊。
And not only did he just refuse.
更表示对神的信靠。
And showed that he was against Satan, but also showed his reliance to God.
相信神的话语和神的他的信实啊。
And that he believed in God's words and his essence.
主信靠神口里所讲的每一句话过于眼前食物的需要。
And that he believed in Jesus Christ's word, he believed in the words of God beyond what his needs are in front of him.
这是主耶稣他出来传道的时候所学的第一课信心的功课。
And this is the first lesson of faith of Jesus Christ.
我们不要认为啊，这个吃东西是小事情啊。
We should not think that eating is a very small thing.
经常啊，在吃喝的事上啊，吵架了。
And it's often times that we have fights over what to eat or drink.
你看那个夫妻，啊，是不是经常会在吃喝的事上啊就吵架了
？And if you look at spouses, don't they often fight over food and drink?
啊，先生要吃重口味，太太要吃清淡的。
And the husband wants to eat something that's very seasoned, and the wife wants to eat something that's very light.
这样吵架的也不少啊。
And there are quite a few that actually fight over this.
教会里面也很容易因为吃喝的事情吵架。
And it's also very easy to fight in church because of food and drink.
那有一次小弟听到一个炊事的人呐、啊，在跟我诉苦啊。
And one time there was an usher that was telling me these.
他说啊，他安息日啊，他啊没有办法听道理啊，啊来准备饭食来啊来让弟兄姐妹享用。
And they were telling me that they cannot come in to enjoy the sermons because they're often preparing food for other brothers and sisters.
但是啊，他哦，这个吃饭的时候啊，有一个弟兄啊，哦，喝了一口汤啊，啊，就把他吐出来了。
But then, during one meal, there was a brother that took one sip of a soup and then he spat it back out.
这么咸啊，啊，打死卖盐的是不是啊
？And he said, "It's so salty. Are you trying to?"
他心里很难过。
And he was very angry, and she was very hurt.
反而说这个菜啊，这个上礼拜也吃，这个礼拜又煮这个菜， 这是谁煮的？
And also somebody else would complain that this same food we ate last week, who cooked again?
把我们当难民啊。
And we should change the schedule.
吃喝啊，这世上很容易跌倒。
And it's very easy for people to fall over food and drink.
我们来看罗马书怎么说。
And let's look at Romans.
罗马书14章。
Romans chapter 14.
14章15节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 15.
15节，你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁， 就不是按着爱人的道理行。 基督已经替他死， 你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。 16节， 不可叫你的善被人毁谤。 17节， 因为神的国不在乎吃喝， 只在乎公义和和平并圣灵中的喜乐。 这里跟我们讲说啊， 不可以让弟兄姐妹跌倒。
And here it says that we should not let our brothers and sisters fall.
特别提到吃喝的事情。
And especially mentions food and drink.
当时有些人主张说我们要吃素，不能够吃荤。
And at that time, some people were saying that we need to only eat vegetables.
因为犹太人他们有这个洁净与不洁净的这个规定。
And because the Jews had a clean and unclean regimen of food.
所以当福音传到这些不是犹太人的地方，这些人他根本搞不清楚什么东西可以吃，什么东西不能吃。好了，算了，那肉通通不要吃，吃菜就不会有问题了。
And when the gospel was preached to where there were a lot of non-Jews, they were arguing about how instead of just having to deal with a confusing scheme, they were just going to just eat vegetables.
甚至到后来觉得那些吃肉的人不属灵，吃菜的才属灵。
And to the point that they felt that those who were eating the vegetables were actually the spiritual ones, and those who were eating meat were not.
结果在吃肉的事上让人跌倒了。
And they caused people to fall over food and drink.
所以这里跟我们讲说，神的国不在乎吃喝的。
And that's why here it says that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
重要的是不是公义，是不是和平，是不是有圣灵里面的喜乐。
But rather, what's important is whether or not there is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
今天我们在神的家里面用爱餐，为什么叫爱餐？
And today we have fellowship meals in the church. Why is it called fellowship meals?
因为要彼此在圣灵里面享受神的爱，享受彼此相爱。
Because you're supposed to be enjoying each other's love in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在吃喝的事上还要再学习。
And so we must still learn in the matters of food and drink.
事实上有很多人在服侍神的路程上中途跌倒，这个反教。
And actually there are many people that fall midway in their life of faith.
或许是有的是起初他很敬虔很爱主，但后来渐渐走向世界去了。
And some people, they start out loving God a lot, and then they slowly walk towards the world.
所以从世界的潮流。
And they follow the ways of the world.
因为他们不能够在生活的需要上专心信靠神。
Because they could not truly rely on God in the things that they needed.
我们是不是能够为了信靠神的缘故，不接受一些不义的钱财？
And is it, can we not accept some unrighteous money based on our faith in God?
不去赚一些不该赚的钱。
And not to earn the money that we're not supposed to earn.
这个是信心的生活。
And this is a life of faith.
不要认为说传道人你不领薪水那个才是信心的生活。
And don't think that just for a pastor not to have any salary, this is a life of faith.
相信神的话是信实的，是公义的。
But rather, believing that the word of God is true and righteous.
当我们为了神的缘故舍弃一些不该赚的。
And that because of God, we would give up some money that we would have made.
比如说安息日。
For example, on the Sabbath.
还有不可赚的。
There's some things that we should not go and earn.
违反神的这个道理的。
And those things that go against the teachings of God.
我们相信天上的神他知道。
And we believe that the Heavenly Father knows.
他会纪念的。
And He would remember.
我们相信神有方法能够补偿我们的这个损失。
And we believe that God has a way to supplement our loss.
这个才是信心的生活。
And this is a life of faith.
在台湾的中部，台中教会。
And in the east part of Taiwan.
有一个周弟兄。
And there's a brother Zhou.
啊，他啊是在这个铁路旁边呢、啊，啊摆一个摊子在卖那个牛肉馅饼。
And he was he had a little food stand where he was selling this kind of bread.
他坚持啊安息日就休息。
And he insisted that he was going to rest on the Sabbath.
附近有很多的大学、啊。
And around him there were many colleges.
礼拜六啊啊是生意最好的。
And on Saturday that was when the business was the best.
啊，但是他坚守神的道理。
But then he kept the word of God.
他相信神会补给他的。
And he believed that God would pay him back.
其他的啊，这个卖这个啊点心的这些摊贩哈、啊，就笑他说他傻瓜。
And all the other food stands, they all the owners laughed at him and said that he was a fool.
哎，但是没有多久之后、啊，这些摊贩跟着他礼拜六休息了。
But then not long after that, all the other food stands started resting with him on the Sabbath.
为什么
？Why?
他说很奇怪的，每次你不卖的时候啊，哎，我们就没有生意。
And they said, it's very strange, but every time you're not selling, we do not have any business also.
我看我们干脆跟你一起啊，休礼拜六算了。
And so they said, well, we might as well rest with you on the Saturday.
这个周弟兄他自己见证。
And Brother Zhou himself made a testimony.
啊，礼拜六他虽然他不做生意。
He said that even though he did not work on Saturdays.
啊，主耶稣啊，把礼拜六的啊那个损失啊，补到其他的啊这个六天里面了。
But then whatever he would have lost on Saturday, God had gave him back in all the other day's earnings.
甚至他赚的比以前更多。
And he earned even more money.
哦，这是他信靠神啊。
And this is him relying on God.
这个才是信心的生活。
And this is a life of faith.
主耶稣啊，在这个约翰福音的4:34对门徒说。
And Jesus in John chapter 4:34 said.
我们来看约翰福音4:34。
Let's turn to John chapter 4:34. Chapter 4:34.
耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”啊，这里呀、啊，主耶稣亲自对门徒说
：“Here Jesus said to his disciples,
啊，说他的食物啊是遵行神的旨意，做成他的工。”
He said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
主耶稣自己先示范。先去遵行，然后才教导门徒。
And Jesus Christ, he himself did first before he went and taught his disciples.
所以基督徒得胜啊，并不是要在什么大事上来得胜啊。
And so for a Christian to be victorious, it's not merely on the big things.
而是要在啊，像这个吃东西这种小事上啊，啊，能够得胜试探。
Rather, is that we can be victorious in overcoming the temptations in small things like eating and drinking.
能够专心信靠神。
That we can truly rely on God.
这个才是实际的生活。
And this is a true life.
才是得胜的生活。
And it's one that's victorious.
再来，我们还要注意的。
And then we also must be watchful of.
哎，魔鬼啊，来试探耶稣的时候。
That when Satan came to tempt Jesus Christ.
他讲的话一定是啊，很体贴，很关心啊。
It sounded like Satan was very concerned.
啊，饿了哈。好辛苦啊
！And he was like, "Are you hungry? You must be very
啊，刚好我也没有带东西来啊。
And I also didn't bring anything.
你不是说你是神的儿子吗
？But didn't you say that you were the son of God?
啊，你如果是神的儿子，哎、啊，吩咐这些石头变成饼嘛
？Well, then if you're the son of God, why don't you just turn some stones into bread?
你又是不会，你又不是不会，也不是不能够。
And it's not that you can't or that you do not know how.
没有关系的，啊，这饿了40天嘛，也该吃点东西啦。
And it's okay, you've already been hungry for 40 days, you might as well eat something.
哎，不吃饱东西怎么能干活呢？
And if you are not able to eat, then how can you go on doing other things?
啊，没关系的。
And so it doesn't really matter.
一定是很温柔，很体贴的。
And he probably sounded like he was very gentle and very concerned.
目的是什么？
And what's the purpose?
要让耶稣啊，只想到自己啊，体贴自己啊。
And it's for Jesus Christ to think about himself and to just think about himself.
哎，对哈、哦，哎，我为了神禁食的40昼夜了。
And that I have fasted for God for 40 days.
啊，这下子啊，应该要好好的享受享受了。
And now I should really just relax and enjoy.
哎，这个神也真不够意思啊，应该啊啊叫天使拿一些山珍海味来请我吃才对啊。
And why is it that God didn't send His angels to bring me some really big feast?
好了，他不要，让我自己来吧。
Well, since He didn't do so, then well, let me just do it myself.
魔鬼的意思啊，就是要让耶稣只想到自己来体贴自己啊。
And the what Satan wanted was for Jesus Christ to just think about himself and rely upon himself.
哦，这同样的魔鬼啊，也要让我们体贴自己，忘了体贴神。
And likewise, Satan wants us to only rely upon ourselves and not rely on God.
我们来看有一次啊，彼得挨骂的情形。
And let's look at one time when Jesus, when Peter was scolded.
看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 21.
21节，从此耶稣才只是门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。22节。
22.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此啊！这事啊，必不临到你的身上。”23节。
23.
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”这个时候啊，讲到主耶稣跟门徒说他将来要成就的事情。
And here Jesus Christ is telling his disciples about things that would happen.
他要受害啊，他要啊被钉在十字架。
That he would be persecuted and suffer and be nailed on the cross.
这个时候彼得啊，赶快就对他说了。
And so Peter said to him.
啊，千万不可以这样子哦。
He says it cannot be so.
啊，这件事情一定不会临到你身上的。
And says this shall not happen to you.
彼得啊，为什么要讲这样的话
？And why is it that Peter wanted to say these words?
因为他爱耶稣啊。
Is it because he loved Jesus Christ?
啊，他在之前呢、啊，他才刚刚认耶稣是基督啊。
And just before this, he had said that Jesus was the Messiah.
刚刚被主耶稣称赞过、啊。
And he had just been praised by Jesus.
马上就挨骂。
But then immediately he was scolded again.
主耶稣说：“撒旦，退到后边去。”
Because Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan."
你是绊我脚的。
That you are a stumbling block.
你知道我是永生神的儿子。
That you know that I am the son of the living God.
你也知道我跟你讲的将来要成就的事情。
And you also know of these things that I tell you.
但是因为你个人的体贴。
But then because you are just mindful of your own things.
你体贴人，你不体贴神。
And that you just want to rely on people, not God.
所以啊，啊，受主耶稣的责备。
And that's why he was rebuked.
魔鬼也是要让我们呢、啊、体贴人不体贴神、啊。
But Satan also wants us to be mindful of things of men and not God.
哦，再来，魔鬼啊也会要我们呢、啊、体贴自己，不体贴别人呢、啊。
And then Satan also wants us to just be mindful of our own things and not of the things of others.
哦，体贴人不体贴神，就忘记神的事情。
And when you are mindful of the things of men and not God, then you forget about God.
体贴自己不体贴人呢、啊，就只看到自己的需要而已、啊。
But then if you look only to yourself and not to others, then you are forgetting about the others' needs.
今天刚好下雨啊。
And today it's raining.
有比较早来的可能没有带雨伞来。
And perhaps those that came earlier did not bring their umbrellas.
聚完会要结束的时候，哇，下大雨啊。
And then when it ends, when service ends, perhaps it's raining really hard.
那边有雨伞啊，哦，拿一支啊。
And there's some umbrellas over there. I'm just going to take one.
管他谁的啊，谁没拿到，谁活该，谁倒霉啊。
And I don't care whose umbrella it is, but I'm just going to take one. And then those people that are left, they're just going to be doomed.
我不要淋雨就好了。
As long as I don't get wet.
只体贴自己而已。
And they just watch over their own things.
啊，对，或许我也有带雨伞来。
Now perhaps I brought an umbrella.
但我的雨伞很旧的，而且啊还断掉了好几根伞骨啊。
And my umbrella is very old, and perhaps it's even broken.
那边有一把新的。
And over there, there's a new umbrella.
管他的，谁叫他要拿新的来啊？
And who told them to bring a new one to church anyways?
这种事情啊经常发生啊。
And this type of thing often happens.
所以教会有人掉雨伞啊，有人掉衣服的。
And that's why people lose their umbrellas and their clothes in church.
为什么？
Why?
只想到自己，没有想到别人啊。
Because they only think about themselves and they do not think of others.
刚刚我们讲到吃饭的问题啊。
Just now we talked about the problem of eating.
如果只想到自己，没有想到别人，也是会这样。
And it will also happen if we only think about ourselves and not about others.
哦，我装了满满的一盘啊。
And I'm gonna make myself a heap of food.
后面的人呐、啊，啊，没得吃，活该倒霉。谁叫他动作那么慢
？And those people in the back, if they have nothing to eat, then who told them to be so slow, anyways?
大家吃的差不多了，我赶快啊，哦，这个塑胶袋拿来，我就赶快包了。
And when most people are finished eating, then I would just come and start packing.
应该要想想说，是不是还有人还没到，还没吃的
But then you should think about whether or not there are more people that are coming that have not eaten.
如果真的说, 哎, 大家都吃完了, 负责人说, 哎, 有没有人要带回家的, 哎, 那时候你就可以带了。
And if it's truly that everyone has eaten, and then the church council members say that, are there anyone that wants to pack any home, then that's when you can take it.
反正这个食物如果倒掉也是浪费，也是不应该。
Because it's also true that we should not waste the food.
但总是我们要想一想别人啊,
but we must,
不要只想自己啊。
But we must think about others and not just about ourselves.
哦, 体贴自己软弱, 就会忘记体贴别人的需要。
And if we forget about our own weaknesses, then we also forget about the needs of others.
曾经有个负责人啊, 跟小弟说啊,
and there was a church council member that told me.
他说每次啊, 他要请弟兄姐妹啊, 啊, 帮忙接送一些慕道朋友, 年长的, 啊, 这个弟兄姐妹啊,
and said that sometimes they wanted to ask some other brothers and sisters to pick up other people.
这些啊, 啊, 有些弟兄姐妹啊, 他就会说, 抱歉哦, 不顺路, 不顺路了。
And some brothers and sisters will say that, I'm sorry, but that's not on my way.
一个礼拜才一次。
But it's only once a week.
如果他是我们的亲人, 我们的父母亲, 你何忍让他冒着风雪?
If they were actually your family members, and would you let them walk through snow and ice?
所以我们应该要彼此相爱, 在这些小事上, 哦,
and so we must love one another in these small things.
啊, 不要啊, 啊, 只想到自己,
and not just think about ourselves.
我们要胜过魔鬼的试探,
and we must overcome Satan's temptations.
要信靠神的话,
and we must also rely on the word of God.
不体贴自己,
and not to be mindful of our own things.
好, 再来, 我们要胜过试探, okay. 我们还要懂得不忘用权柄,
and in order to overcome temptation, we must also not just vainly use the power of God.
主耶稣到底能不能将石头变成饼啊?
And was Jesus Christ able to turn the stone into bread?
当然能了。
Of course.
但是他并没有随便妄用这种权柄。
But he did not just very easily just use this type of power.
啊, 并不是说他没有能力, 而是他觉得没有这个必要。
And it's not that he couldn't, but rather he did not feel the need to.
耶稣虽然禁食了40昼夜, 肚子饿了。
And even though Jesus Christ had fasted for 40 days and night and was hungry.
但是他并不是饿的啊, 啊, 躺在那边动都不能动。
But he was not so hungry to the point that he had to be lying there and not, he could not move.
还可以带他上山, 还可以带他上圣殿的顶端啊。
But rather, he could be taken up a mountain with Satan, and he can also go up to the pinnacle of the temple.
所以当然了, 耶稣也可以, 啊, 进城里面去买东西吃啊。
So of course, Jesus Christ could go into the city and buy something to eat.
哦, 既然啊, 可以用普通的方法得到食物, 那为什么一定要用神迹将石头变成食物呢?
And if he could just use ordinary means to get the food, then why does he need to actually perform a miracle and turn the stone into bread?
什么是神迹啊? 这是不是普通的方法。
And a miracle are things that are not usually done.
在我们人的起居生活当中, 神已经安排各种自然的方法。
And in our lives, God has already arranged for many natural means.
哦, 我们如果照着这些自然的方法来生活,
and if we just live according to these natural means,
啊, 我们就能够得到, 啊, 这个解决了,
then we can often find a solution.
哦, 只有在那种特殊的情况之下, 啊, 神才会显神迹的。
And it's only during extraordinary times that God would perform the miracles.
而且主耶稣也从来没有为自己的需要来妄用神行神迹的权柄。
And Jesus Christ also never abused his power to perform miracles when for his own needs.
啊, 主耶稣曾经啊, 用5个饼2条鱼, 啊, 给5000人吃饱。
And Jesus Christ once fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
啊, 因为当地是野地, 也买不到那么多的东西啊。
Because their surroundings was a wilderness and they could not find so much food.
啊, 但是耶稣从来没有为自己啊, 将一块石头变成饼过。
But Jesus Christ never turned any stone into bread for himself.
耶稣行过很多的神迹,
and Jesus performed many miracles.
但是他从来没有因为自己的需要来行过神迹的。
But he has never performed these miracles because of his own needs.
此外啊, 人饿了要吃东西啊, 这是应当的。
And it's a natural fact that a person may get hungry and want to eat.
同样的, 我们弟兄姐妹为了生活啊, 去工作谋生, 这也是应该的。
And it's also good that brothers and sisters go out and work for to make a living.
但是我们要记得啊,
then we must remember.
哦, 我们要照神的方法, 还有神的时候,
we must do according to God's way and his time.
来得到养生的需要,
in order to receive these things.
哦，不可以用魔鬼的方法，魔鬼的提议啊。
And we cannot use the advice of Satan.
什么是魔鬼的方法，魔鬼的提议啊？
And what are the ways and the advice of Satan?
哦，就是啊，啊，去教鬼啊，去求神问卜啊，去算命啊，啊，那个都不是神的方法。
It's to get your palms read or to have your fortunes told and all these other methods, they're not God's way.
在台湾啊，有很多沉迷在那个乐透奖券里面的人啊，一天到晚啊，到庙里啊，到坟墓里面啊，还要去求名牌、求号码的。
And there are a lot of people in Taiwan that perhaps they'll go places to try to get numbers.
再来。我们在这边看到主耶稣连一块饼那么小的事情上面都不肯随自己的意思来违反神自然的法则。
And if you can see that Jesus Christ, he would not even go against the way of God in even such a small matter as turning a stone into bread.
主耶稣啊，不单是留心外面魔鬼对他说的话。
And Jesus Christ not only paid attention to the words that Satan told him.
啊，更加的要。审查自己的内心啊，有没有圣灵的带领跟感动
？But rather he also examined himself for whether or not the Holy Spirit was guiding him.
虽然魔鬼这个建议啊，也不见得哦怎么样的坏。
And even though the Satan's advice was not very bad.
肚子饿了吧，把石头啊变成饼嘛。
And there he's hungry, so change a stone into bread.
也不是叫你去杀人放火去抢劫呀、啊。
And it's not asking you to go out and kill or murder or steal something.
但是这却不是圣灵的带领跟感动。
But then this is not the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣拒绝了魔鬼的建议啊。
And that's why Jesus Christ turned down the advice of Satan.
啊，今天呢、啊，哎，我们会不会妄用权柄呢、啊、
？And today, do we abuse the power of God?
啊，在教会的领导者有时候就会犯这样的毛病哈、啊。
And sometimes the church leaders will do this.
啊，如果我周传道啊。跟某个啊这个姐妹说哈，或某个弟兄说啊，啊这个圣灵感动我，就吩咐你啊炖鸡汤给我喝。
And if I were to go and tell a brother, as a pastor, I was going to go tell another church member that the Holy Spirit moves me to for you to make some chicken stew for me.
你会觉得圣灵也没有感动我，为什么要炖鸡汤给你传道喝呢
？And then you might think that well, the Holy Spirit didn't move me to make any chicken stew for the pastor.
这个就是妄用权柄啊、哦。
But this is a misuse of the authority.
啊，小弟曾经跟大家哎分享过台湾呢、啊、有一个异端哈、哦，这个叫做啊什么旷野啊神医布道团哈、哦。
And there was a cult in Taiwan.
啊，这个是他们的传道啊很奇怪哈、哦。
And they had a very strange pastor.
他们的传道会跟姐妹说啊，啊，主耶稣叫你要 kiss me.
And then the pastor will say that, well, Jesus Christ told me that you have to kiss me.
可能有这种事情吗
？And is it possible that such a thing would happen?
所以这个都是妄用权柄。
And this is a misuse of that authority.
哦，圣灵啊，是不是会感动人去做出违反道理的事情呢？
And will the Holy Spirit move someone to do things that are against the Word of God?
不会了，魔鬼才会啊。
No, only Satan will.
啊，圣灵啊，如果要感动人做某件事情的话
，And if the Holy Spirit was to move someone to do a certain thing,
啊，或者是感动某个人去做什么事
，Or to encourage some, or to move someone else to do something,
哦，一定会感动两方面的。
And then it would move both parties.
就像圣灵啊，启示哥尼流。要去请彼得讲道理给他们听。
And just like the Holy Spirit moved Cornelius to tell him to get Peter to tell him the sermon.
圣灵也同时启示彼得、啊、要到哥尼流家去。
And at the same time, the Holy Spirit also told Peter to go to Cornelius' house.
所以是双方面都会感动的。
And so it's a movement on both parties.
同样的哈、哦，这个在男女之间哈、哦、介绍相亲的时候也是这样。
And likewise, when they are introducing a brother and sister.
在台湾呢、啊，啊，教会有那个婚姻介绍委员会帮未婚的弟兄姐妹做介绍。
And there are marriage coordinators that will introduce brothers and sisters.
啊，有一次啊，啊，有一个弟兄哈、啊，啊，跑来跟传道说、啊。
And there was a brother one time that went to a minister.
啊，就说啊，啊，传道帮我介绍某某姐妹、啊。
And he asked a preacher to introduce him to this certain sister.
因为圣灵感动我。
He said the Holy Spirit moved me.
那个传道想一想啊，就说他两个、啊、差太远了啦哦。
And then so this pastor thought about it and said that well, the two of them seem to be very far apart.
那个弟兄啊，只有小学毕业而已哈、哦。
And this brother, he only graduated from elementary school.
那个姐妹人家是大学生。
And this sister was a college student.
那还有其他的，就是两个人是根本就是不同类型的。
And the two of them were also very different styles.
传道就问说，你怎么知道圣灵感动你？
And so the preacher asked, how do you know that the Holy Spirit has moved you?
因为啊，我每次看到那个姐妹的时候，哦，我心就蹦蹦跳啊。
And it says, every time I see the sister, then my heart starts beating fast.
我每一天啊，经常晚上做梦的时候，我都会梦到那个姐妹。
And oftentimes when I'm dreaming at night, I would dream of the sister.
我梦到跟她一起结婚生小孩。
And then I dreamt that I was going to get married with her and then have children with her.
圣灵感动我。
And so the Holy Spirit moved me.
传道想一想，说不定也是真的圣灵感动啊。
And then so the pastor talked about it and said, perhaps it is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以传道就试着问那个姐妹说，哎，那个某某弟兄啊，你对他有什么这个看法啊？
And so the preacher decided to approach the sister and ask, well, what do you think about this sister, of this brother?
那个姐妹一听某某弟兄, oh my God!
And then this, immediately upon hearing this person's name, the sister was very astonished.
主啊,不要叫我遇见试探,救我脱离凶恶啊。
And says, and then she immediately prayed, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one.
这个感动,这个异梦,这个就不是从神而来的。
And this movement was not from the Holy Spirit.
如果神的感动的话,是弟兄姐妹会一起感动的。
Because if it's a movement of the Holy Spirit, then it would move both the brother and the sister.
所以我们不要什么事情都说是圣灵感动。
And so we should not in every little thing say that this is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
更不可以谎称圣灵来行事。
And we must also not misuse the Holy Spirit to do things.
列王记上的13章，那边记载神要一个神人去警告耶罗波安。
And in 1 Kings chapter 13, it talked about how God wanted someone to go and to ask of Jeroboam.
但是吩咐这个神人说，不可以留在撒玛利亚吃喝什么东西。
And when it, but then he told the prophet that he cannot go and remain in Samaria.
那这个神人完成了他的任务之后要离开。
And so after this man of God had accomplished his task, he was about to leave.
当时有一个老先知，他就把他追回来，说，昨天天使告诉我说，要我接待你，到我家去住一住嘛，我也是先知，跟你一样的。
And then this one prophet, he came out and found this man of God as this man of God was leaving and said, last night an angel came to me and asked me to invite you to my home and let you eat and drink.
那这个神人不疑有他，就跟他去吃喝。结果神就说，我交代你不可以在这里吃喝，你怎么在这边吃喝？他被骗了。And
so this man of God was cheated and he went and ate and drank at this prophet's house. And then God told him, why is it that you have done so against my word?
结果后来就被狮子咬死了。And
then he was bitten by, he was killed by a lion.
所以我们也不要随便妄称圣灵来做什么事情。And
so we should not just vainly call on the Holy Spirit and to do things.
教会的长职、传道人、负责人更是不可妄用自己的身份，以为有权利可以占信徒的便宜。
And even more importantly, as ministers or as church council members of the church, they cannot misuse their authority to take advantage of other brothers and sisters.
好像弟兄姐妹对我们好是理所当然，是应该的。
That's brothers and sisters should be nice to me.
这样就是妄用神给我们的恩惠。Because
this is a misuse of God's grace to us.
如果有人因为小弟是传道人，或者是因为您是长职是负责人。 而对你敬重，那可是神的荣耀啊！
And if someone is nice to you because you are a minister or someone that's working for God, then this is the glory for God.
那是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
但是我们绝对没有权利去利益，去因为别人对我们的敬重而占人家的便宜。
But we do not have the authority that because of others' respect to us that we take advantage of them.
我是传道啊。
I am a preacher.
电话一打，某某弟兄，你那个车子借我一个礼拜好不好？
And perhaps if I call on some brother, says, could you just borrow, lend me your car for a week?
还有某某姐妹，那个我家里的人要来这边观光， 啊，你家里打扫干净哈，啊，我要住一个月。
Or, well, my family and I are going to take a trip, so why don't you clean your house and we're going to come spend a month at your house?
啊，可以这样吗？
Can we do this?
不可以啊。
Cannot.
这是魔鬼的诡计和欺骗。
And this is the slyness of Satan.
哎，不要以为没有这样的事情。
And don't think that this is not a thing that happens.
哎，纽泽西最近就有这种事情。
And this type of thing happened in New Jersey.
啊，一群呢、啊，啊、这个脱离教会的。的这个信徒啊，啊跑到哦他们认识的信徒啊那边去了。
And there was a group of brothers and sisters who have left the church, and they went to another brothers and sisters' home.
哎，要人家接待他，不然就是没有爱心。
And they wanted them to take them in to otherwise they do not have love.
他一住啊就住好几个月。
But once they lived there, they lived for several months. 哦，
让人家、啊、这个、哦、很多很大的不方便。
And they created many inconveniences for these people.
这个就不是从神而来的。
And this is not from God.
哦，主耶稣啊，啊，他得胜魔鬼的试探。
And Jesus Christ was able to overcome Satan's temptation.
因为啊，他不随便使用啊这个属灵的权柄。
Because he did not vainly use the authority from the Holy Spirit.
来为自己求任何的好处。
To do things for his own good.
哦，所以我们从这些啊，我们也可以判断说。是不是从神而来，跟从魔鬼而来
？And so from these, we can also be able to discern whether or not things are from God or from Satan.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
And may God help us.